T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to go around the NFC South. Welcome back to Sports Talk. Christian Garrick here. Brendan Marks, at Brendan R. Marks on Twitter, covering the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. Join us to break down the Panthers. Brendan, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you guys are doing well as well, and trying to stay safe right now. It sounds like you guys have a pretty nasty storm coming.
Yeah, we do, unfortunately, but I think we'll be fine. Hopefully we'll be fine. Brendan, what's the biggest storyline headed into training camp for the Panthers?
You know, I would say that it's easily got to be, what is the status of Cam Newton's shoulder? Obviously, the Panthers, as a team and as a franchise, they only go as far as Cam Newton can take them. So where is the status of his shoulder? Cam had an arthroscopic procedure on his throwing shoulder back in January. And the one thing the team has told us time and time again as far as his recovery timeline is that he'll be a full go by training camp. Now, Cam started to finally throw at the end of spring workouts in the middle of June. So when we get to training camp, it'll be interesting to see, what is the status of that shoulder? Is he a full go like we've been told that he's going to be? And if not, why not? And where do the Panthers go from there?
Brendan, who's the newcomer that's maybe caught some eyes?
You know, I think the one who the Panthers are really banking on, and he's not much of a talker, but his play is worth noticing, is second-round pick Greg Little. So obviously the Panthers' offensive line situation last year, the Saints were very able to take advantage of it, as was the rest of the NFL. Team goes out, trades up in the second round of the draft to take Greg Little out of Ole Miss. They're expecting him to contribute immediately and potentially as Cam Newton's left tackle. So Greg's going to have to step in. He's going to have to perform from a high level from day one. He's been quick to learn so far in camp, but how he continues to develop in training camp and mesh with the rest of the offensive line is going to be key because, again, this team goes as far as Cam goes, and so you got to make sure that you're protecting him.
Brendan, I say this jokingly, but I'm wondering if you can maybe talk to Luke Kuechly and see if he would be interested in retiring just a little early because he's been just really a pain for the Saints.
Yeah, Luke is doing great. You know, I think there's a viral video going around of him from DJ Moore's football camp a few days ago where an 11-year-old sort of got the better of him on one drill. Hopefully Luke is not anywhere close to retiring. It'll be interesting to see. The Panthers have made some defensive switches this year. They're going to be much more multiple, playing some 3-4 as compared to where they've previously been a 4-3 front. I would expect that Luke is going to be able to meld well into that, and unfortunately for Saints fans, he's going to continue to be a problem for as long as he's around.
Yeah. Brendan Marks, at Brendan R. Marks on Twitter, covering the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer as we go around the NFC South. And Brendan, how safe is Ron Rivera's job?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of that depends on how the team performs this year. The Panthers have this pretty damning statistic in that they've never made the playoffs in back-to-back seasons. In their entire franchise history. This is their 25th season. There's a lot of anniversary celebrations going on. But after the way the team ended last season, I would say that Ron at that point was squarely on the hot seat. Now it feels like after Cam's shoulder surgery, after a couple of the free agent and draft additions that they have made, it almost feels like that is 10 years ago. It doesn't feel, at least in Charlotte, at all like Ron is on the hot seat. But that said, new owner David Tepper absolutely wants to win, and that's most paramount to him. So I would say that if any point you see a similar situation where the Panthers are struggling during the 2019 season, it's a situation where Ron's job security is going to come up again. And if the team isn't able to make it back into the playoffs this season, I think at that point he might be in some real danger.
Brendan, speaking of Tepper, has he made his mark yet as the owner? I mean, is there a noticeable difference?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, I think the biggest way you're seeing it is that when you've got $12 billion, to some extent you can do what you like with it. And so Tepper, in his first year of being here, has already reached a deal with some officials in South Carolina, right across the border from North Carolina, maybe 30 minutes away from Charlotte and Bank of America Stadium where the Panthers play, to build an entirely new state-of-the-art training facility. And they're imagining this as something similar to the Star, what the Cowboys have down in Dallas. So this is going to be a huge facility for the Panthers. It's going to bring a lot of economic impact to the region. Right now, Tepper is in the process of trying to bring an MLS team to Charlotte as well to play in Bank of America Stadium. So he has immediately come in and made his impact on Charlotte. And honestly, I think that's going to continue to grow in the years to come. It wouldn't all surprise me if in a few years we're looking at David Tepper as one of the most influential owners in the entire NFL.
Brendan, that's strong words. Brendan, what you're describing there kind of makes me feel like the Panthers are a regional team, not necessarily the Carolina Panthers, because it's South Carolina, North Carolina, and a lot like New Orleans with the Gulf Coast. They support, this is a Gulf Coast kind of team. The support comes from all over. Is that where a lot of the support comes from, in the region more so, in Carolina?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And since Tepper has been here, one of the things that he's done is he's really embraced this mantra. The team's had it for a long time. They didn't necessarily play to it as much as they have recently since he got here. It's of one team, two states. And so that's trying to encompass everybody in North and South Carolina. And regional is exactly how I would describe it. When you look at the gap between Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, the Panthers are trying to encompass that entire gap. They're trying to get Virginia. They're trying to get South Carolina. And the more people they can draw and add to that base, the better, obviously, for them and for Tepper and his chances of continuing to make some of these infrastructural developments that he already has.
Brendan Marks, at Brendan R. Marks on Twitter, covering the Carolina Panthers for the Charlotte Observer. Good stuff, man. Thanks for the insight.
Yes, I appreciate you. And y'all stay safe down there.
We will. Thank you, man. All right, this is Sports Talk here, continuing to go around the NFC South. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. This is WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.